What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, September 21st, 2022, middle of the weekday, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Pow Hunter Friday. And boy, it's just getting crazier and crazier all the time. Anyway, it's been a very, very busy news day. We're only going to be able to cover a little tiny bit of it on today's radio show. And I would suggest that you later on after the show visit whatreallyhappened.com. We've got about five pages of news just for today only. And so you can catch up over there for what we miss. Anyway, got a lot to talk about today before we open the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room, and let's just get right on into it. Now, yesterday, about showtime, there was supposed to have been a speech by Vladimir Putin talking about the next step in this situation in Ukraine. The speech was postponed. He actually had it this morning, Russia time, and Putin basically announced a partial military mobilization. He's reactivating reserves and pulling the reserves into active service. He is basically building a force of 300,000 that are going to be heading toward the Ukraine area. And so it's definitely escalating, you know. And if Zelensky thought that that counteroffensive, you know, which did push the Russians back, mostly because they weren't expecting it, if he thought that was going to be the end of it, no, it is not. And even more alarming, Putin basically said Russia will use all available means to defend its territory, which may soon include those four breakaway regions, which are going to be holding referendums on joining the Russian Republic. They have already declared themselves free and independent of Ukraine, for pretty much the same reason that Crimea did following the 2014 U.S.-backed coup d'etat. The government in Kiev is not a government of the Ukrainian people, and they've really had about enough of that. And so this thing is really ramping on up. Now, according to former commander of U.S. forces in Europe, Lieutenant General Hodges, if Russia uses nuclear weapons in Ukraine, the U.S. will destroy the entire Russian Black Sea fleet, if they can. And there's an article that came out of Alex Craner's Substack basically saying it all. We are at the precipice of World War III. I think actually we've been in it for quite a while, but more and more people are saying, yeah, it is upon us. It's something I hoped I would not live to see in my lifetime. But unfortunately, it does seem to be here. And, you know, it's getting very intense there. And Russia is now saying that any of these newly independent territories are under their protection, and an attack on any of these newly declared independent states will be considered an attack on Russia itself. So Putin has actually resurrected the Kennedy Doctrine. You know, back when they said any attack upon Central or South America will be considered an attack on the United States itself, and responded to in kind, as it were. All right, getting into our local politics, and we're going to have more about Russia and Ukraine a little further in the show. Tim Allen, who was a comedian, did Last Man Standing and the movie about the parody on Star Trek and everything, came on out with a joke saying that Biden was on 60 Minutes. I heard he asked how long the show was. It was just a tweet there. And the liberals are just having a hissy fit. They're out there saying, how dare you say that? How dare you dare to say that? And, you know, they're just out there screaming about it. And, you know, it's just making them look more insane than they really are. I remember when, you know, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. And now they're out there screaming about jokes are terrible and memes. And there was this video about a lecture on the subject of memes. And an individual in the audience, a leftist, was so outraged by the memes, walked up to the front of the classroom and kicked over the video projector, ending the presentation and, of course, destroying the projector in the process, which unfortunately has become the hallmark of liberal behavior. If they don't get what they want, they resort to violence. We saw that after Hillary lost in 2016, all the cities were burning and so forth and so on. Now, yet another scandal is coming on out regarding Joe Biden. New documents have been released, and a whistleblower has come forward to show that Joe Biden was deeply involved with the selling of U.S. natural gas to a company in China with which his son has a financial entanglement. So the Republicans on the House Oversight and Reform Committee, you know, obtained these bombshell documents confirming this. Yes, it did happen. And, of course, what we're getting from the Democrats is, oh, that's old news. We're really too busy to look at that right now. Meanwhile, a budget analyst over at the Heritage Foundation, Matthew Dickerson, was on Fox News talking about all these executive orders that Joe Biden has been signing. He has already signed 99. I'm sure he's going to go for the 100 here real soon. And you need to remember that the executive orders were supposed to apply to the executive branch. They weren't supposed to be revenue measures. The executive order system is being heavily abused right now. And this budget analyst is saying that Biden's executive orders have already cost you, the taxpayers, up to $1.5 trillion with a T, dollars. So, I mean, that's a lot of money. And, you know, Biden's just doing this stroke of the pen law, the land attitude. And, you know, he doesn't care because, you know, it's not his money that he's spending. It's your money here. All right. More and more information is coming out about Hunter Biden, the corrupt deals done with China and Ukraine, the laptop. And apparently House Democrats yesterday voted down a Republican attempt to launch an investigation into Hunter Biden. You're not allowed to investigate Democrats. We're going to investigate Republicans, of course, like Donald Trump. But Hunter Biden, no, no, no. He is off limits. You know, he's elite. He's, you know, protected here. And, you know, they're still out there. They're demonstrating just how corrupted the system has become, where, you know, the favored elites get to commit all kinds of crimes and engage in all kinds of despicable practices, you know, you can't touch them. By golly, you, the ordinary American people, you'd better follow all the rules and laws that we're giving you, or you will be in serious trouble. Now, getting on over to the January 6th Select Committee, they came on out with a video that was basically recorded walkie-talkie traffic, supposedly between Oath Keepers at the Capitol, and they laid the recording, the audio recording, just over a general video of the people peacefully standing around the Capitol building to try and sell the point. It turns out the radio traffic recording was actually a recording of people watching TV, okay, with the January 6th events. They weren't even in the Capitol. It was another piece of propaganda, another hoax. They got caught on it. And they're just going to say, well, you know, we'll just have to try again here with another one of these lies here. And sooner or later, if we lie to the people often enough and loud enough, you know, eventually they'll start to believe us just to get us to shut the heck up here. Now, interestingly enough, there was a story that came out of Zero Hedge where German domestic intelligence, basically their version of the FBI, is running hundreds of fake right-wing extremist social media accounts. In other words, they're setting up social media saying, I am right-wing, and then they're going to say incredibly offensive stuff to try and smear genuine conservatives. And they're, you know, they got caught doing it there. And Germany is hardly alone in planting fake right-wing posts on the net to smear conservatives. It turns out that a Soros-backed nonprofit, the Good Information Foundation, there's an oxymoron right there, is offering TikTok influencers cash to push January 6 propaganda and other blatant lies. Soros is manufacturing his own ministry of the truth, as it were, and you know, trying to basically shift people away from conservatism and back to liberalism ahead of the midterm elections. And you know, the bovine excrement is definitely going to hit the flood stage before those November elections. Now, getting on back to Mar-a-Lago, Trump's lawyers yesterday responded to the Justice Department's request to block Judge Aileen Cannon's ruling on the seized documents. Okay, and they are desperate to keep those out of the public eye. And Trump's lawyers are arguing the Department of Justice has never actually proven that the documents it claims are classified are, in fact, actually classified. And there have been allegations that the FBI and the Department of Justice just took a rubber stamp that said classified, and they, you know, put the appropriate markings on documents that really weren't classified. And obviously, if the independent monitor, if it will, the third party, looks at the documents and says, you know, these should not be classified, it's going to expose yet another hoax that, you know, has been perpetrated on you, the American people. There was a story we reported, I think it was on Monday, where there was a filing in the Trump Mar-a-Lago case. Okay, and the filing alleged that Trump had acquired millions of unredacted classified tax returns and other sensitive financial data. And questions were raised about the document because of the spelling and grammar mistakes in it. But, you know, remember, good grammar is a sign of white supremacy here. It turns out the document was actually written and submitted by a prison inmate. And so, again, another hoax there. Now, the special master, the third party monitor on this, is, you know, being very independent here. And the special master overseeing the review of documents seized in the raid on Mar-a-Lago indicated yesterday he was not pleased with the responses of Trump's lawyers on the question of whether the documents seized were actually classified. And so, you know, apparently trying to do the job there. And, you know, what we're going to have to deal with is, you know, there is so much fraud and lies and deceptions coming out of this government. It really has become the prime mode of governing the American people. Trick them, deceive them, lie to them over and over and over again. Because, frankly, as I've mentioned before, this country is one of the worst managed countries on the planet, because we have developed, evolved, been cursed with this permanent ruling class of politicians who really don't know a whole heck of a lot about anything, and so they have to rely on deception to try and convince you that they're very smart people and they know what's best for the United States. It's quite a contrast to the original government of the United States, which was made up of actual people who ran companies, did businesses, and, you know, knew what they were talking about when they set fiscal policy. Now, Mike Lindell is filing a lawsuit against the FBI and the U.S. government after the federal agents seized his phone last week. Remember, they basically caught him at a Wendy's drive-through, and the cars came up and surrounded him, and they gave him a hard time, and they took his cell phone. And, you know, Lindell is suing to either have his phone returned, kind of late by now. I'm sure they've already emptied it of any important data, or to have a special master appointed to review the data on the phone to see what is pertinent to the January 6th investigation, and not just a fishing expedition on Mike Lindell's stance regarding the 2020 election. Okay. Up in New York, the Attorney General of New York State has filed a civil lawsuit against Donald Trump and several members of his family, claiming that he basically overestimated the worth of some of his assets to unjustly enrich himself. This is coming from Letitia James. Trump has already responded on Truth Social, saying it's another witch hunt, it's another fake and a fraud, and he's not really worried about it. Meanwhile, do you remember back during the 2016 campaign, I think it was, there was this columnist, E. Jean Carroll, who came out claiming that Donald Trump raped her in the 1990s, you know, over this attack that supposedly happened decades ago. And, of course, when it first came out, they said, why didn't you report it when it happened? Where is the evidence? And so forth and so on. And now she is filing a new lawsuit under the New York law that allows sexual assault victims to sue over attacks that happened long ago. And, of course, this presents an evidentiary problem, because if it happened a long, long time ago, where's the evidence? Of course, if you talk to the feminists, they say the women should always be believed. They are always telling the truth. You know, which we discovered doesn't actually really work, you know, following this Amber Heard and claims against, I can't believe I'm blanking on his name, the Pirates of the Caribbean store. So anyway, Johnny Depp, thank you. I mean, the Democrats are really piling on to Trump. They are waging unrestricted lawfare against him. Clearly, they are terrified that he is going to return in 2024. And should he regain the White House, he's probably not going to be too merciful regarding, what he sees as great wrongs done to him. And I'm in agreement. The 2020 election was literally the theft of the country by the Democrats. And look what they've done with it since then. Okay. And so, I think some payback is indeed justified. And I think Trump hopefully has learned some very hard lessons about just how dirty politics in Washington, D.C. can get. And that will make him a wiser president in term number two than it was in term number one. Okay, now Ken Burns, who is, a very much Democrat, leftist liberal, along with Lynn Novak, have put out a new documentary, okay, saying that the MAGA populist movement, is a repeat of Nazi Germany. I mean, they're getting really desperate. They're dragging Hitler and the Nazis out again. Oh, you're a Nazi. No, you're a Nazi. Oh, you're just like Hitler. Ignoring Biden's Independence Hall speech, where he's shaking his fists in the air, just like Adolf Hitler used to do during his speeches. All right. Story coming on out of PJ Media. The Justice Department has hit the Eagle Forum of Alabama with a huge subpoena, which violates the organization's First Amendment right to speak freely, engage in the political process, and talk to their elected representatives. It is obviously an intimidation tactic, and shows just how partisan the Department of Justice has become. And it is out of control, this behavior. And so the Department of Justice is going to start harassing citizens for exercising their First Amendment rights. You know, and it's kind of hard to believe. I mean, we know the government has gone after the Fourth Amendment and the Fifth Amendment, and certainly they're at war with the Second Amendment. They're totally ignoring the Eighth, Ninth, and Tenth Amendments, and now there's a war on the First Amendment. All right, we have to take a break for some commercials, and we will be right back.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happened?
Welcome back to our show. Now, not too long ago, actually it was last Sunday, this 41-year-old man, Shannon Brandt, deliberately ran down and killed an 18-year-old boy, Kaylor Ellington, and admitted it was because of the teen's conservative views, okay? And he's already out on bail. He's being charged with vehicular homicide. The kid was just attending a street dance in McHenry, North Dakota, and Brandt did call 911 after leaving the scene of the accident, and he told the dispatcher that the kid was part of a Republican extremist group, And, you know, apparently Ellington called his mom and said he was being chased by Brandt and needed help. Brandt confessed to killing the 18-year-old because of his politics. Now, this is just a short time after that speech that Joe Biden did in front of Independence Hall with that, you know, very dark red and black set with the soldiers standing by there, very Lena Riefenstahl, rather. And what's really interesting, of course, is that the corporate media is ignoring this story. I mean, you have Biden saying it's time to go after those Republicans, and here we have a loyal Biden supporter who did just that. Nobody wants to talk about it. All right, getting on to media and social media here, PayPal has now canceled the Free Speech Union, okay? And PayPal likes to do that. They did it to What Really Happened. And it's out of control. I mean, again, these corporations are doing the dirty work of the U.S. government. PayPal also deplatformed what I thought was a good group, Gays Against Groomers. And they've announced on Twitter they're permanently suspended from PayPal and Venmo. Now, I thought this was a good thing, you know, to say groomers are not something that is supported by the majority of the gay community. But for some reason, PayPal and Venmo said, no, we can't have any of that here. Meanwhile, a federal appeals court has struck a blow for freedom of speech. Last Friday, in a 90-page decision, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in favor of a Texas law stopping social media companies from censoring their users. And this is now on its way to the Supreme Court. And this, of course, will probably, if the Supreme Court says First Amendment, is the law of the land, I imagine there's probably going to be a lot of class action lawsuits against Twitter and Facebook and YouTube over this censorship. And I certainly will join on in should that come to pass. And remember, we reported earlier that it has been confirmed that these social media companies were engaging in this censorship under the direction of the U.S. government, which means that, yes, they are in fact bound by the Bill of Rights. Now, Governor Newsom out in California announced recently that if Biden chooses not to run in 2024, that he will step into the race for president of the United States of America. And Biden basically, during his 60 Minutes interview, said, well, he hasn't really made a decision. You know, he'd like to, but he's not really sure. Apparently, a lot of Democrats are not really thrilled with the idea of Gruesome Newsom as president of the United States of America. He's not garnering a lot of support from his fellow Democrats. Well, after what he's done to California, I'm not really surprised about that. Okay, we were talking about this Democratic official out in Las Vegas who murdered a local journalist who was investigating him, you know, for bad managerial style and various other situations. And local prosecutors have now filed a lawsuit in civil court to have Robert Tells booted from his role as the Clark County Public Administrator, which handles the assets of people who die without wills. And you should always have a will, because otherwise the government takes most of what you've got anywhere, about half of it. So anyway, he's being held without bail for the actual murder, which he should be. But again, we have Democrats resorting to violence when they can't get their way. And it's becoming a disturbing trend here. All right. Steve Bannon is warning about Liz Cheney and the Democratic Party's latest attempt to push through this illegitimate election cheating bill. This is House Resolution 8873. They're trying to get it through before they leave office for the midterm elections. And this is an attempt by Democrats to put new rules in place to ensure they can steal all future elections from the American people. And basically, taking a look at what the bill does, it creates new broad private rights of action that can be easily abused by Democratic election lawyers. Okay, we're going to take another break for commercials. I'm going to come back to this after these words from my sponsor.
Truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
They're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? Always tried to be honest, upstanding kind of guy, and I must admit lately I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I wanna be a pirate.
Okay, welcome back to our show, and we are talking about House Resolution 8873. It's called the Presidential Election Reform Act, and some of the things that are in there is it allows candidates for president to sue for an extended voting period due to catastrophic events, which means you stage a catastrophic event and you have more time to rig the election here. The bill changes the Electoral College safe harbor date to December 23rd, only 7 business days before the certification on January 6th. And this next one is the most dangerous. It empowers Congress and federal judges to decide and interpret state election laws instead of the states themselves. This is actually unconstitutional. It's an attempt to federalize the elections when the Constitution clearly states this is part of the states' rights. Okay. Meanwhile, over in Pennsylvania, a conservative legal group is suing the Board of Elections in Chester County, citing surveillance camera footage that captured the illegal use of ballot drop boxes. We're getting more and more of these things coming on out, you know, with people just shoving whole handfuls of ballots into the boxes. And so the lawsuit was filed yesterday by, I'm sorry, actually it was last Thursday, by America First Legal on behalf of registered voters in Chester County. All right. Up in Wisconsin, there's a citizen group has filed a complaint with the Wisconsin Elections Commission alleging that the commission broke federal law by contracting an out-of-state vendor to maintain the state's voter rolls. Now, the voter rolls is where a lot of skullduggery takes place by allowing dead people to vote, allowing, you know, people to have multiple registrations in multiple states. And the fact that it's a private company, they can say, well, you know, this is all proprietary. You're not allowed to look at what we're doing. Like counting votes is some kind of a top secret here. All righty, getting into some other media-related news. Disney is reimagining classic European stories, but without white people. Okay, that's like that recent show that came on out depicting Queen Elizabeth, you know, as a non-white. It's historically inaccurate. It is agenda-driven. Disney has definitely lost its magic. I used to have a lot of respect for the company. You know, Mary Poppins, one of my favorite movies and everything. But this is just really, it's insane here. If you're like me, you are a fan of the comic strip Dilbert. It's a very, very funny, and Scott Adams has just got a wicked sense of humor. But he recently made a mistake stepping across the woke red line. One of the things he did was he's created a new character who is black but identifies as white. Well, I can see the humorous potential in that. This resulted in 77 newspapers canceling Dilbert. Okay, and frankly, I would boycott those newspapers here. I think Dilbert is incredibly funny and very insightful. And this idea of, you know, silencing, censoring, canceling people because they don't fit the liberal agenda, that's tyranny. That's tyranny right in our midst here. All right, let's talk about COVID and other medical issues here. Biden announced last Sunday on 60 Minutes that the pandemic is over. And it has not gone down very well because Americans are saying, you know, we lost our jobs, we lost our businesses, we lost our homes under all these lockdowns and masks, and they're still continuing. I just put up an article at What Really Happened about how Americans are still being told, if you don't get the vaccine, you know, you're going to lose your job, you're going to lose your benefits and so forth and so on. And everybody is trying to roll this back. We know that Anthony Fauci came on out saying, oh, no, the pandemic is not over. There's still plenty of money to be made on this one here. The U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy has come on out saying that Joe Biden is wrong. The pandemic is not over. You know, we can still exploit this for a little bit more. Karine Jean-Pierre says COVID remains a problem after Joe Biden's comment the pandemic is over. Now, a former chief of the CDC, Robert Redfield, has come forward and said that the lab leak explanation for COVID-19 is supported by the evidence. He has received death threats He has been denounced as a conspiracy theorist. Ooh, terrible, terrible thing here, you know. And, Bob, you do get used to that kind of nonsense here. But anyway, what he has basically said is that Anthony Fauci misled Congress. Okay, and when he, you know, Anthony Fauci went and said, oh, no, it had nothing to do with a lab accident either in the U.S. or in Wuhan, China. You know, it came from the wet market, it came from the bats and everything. And Robert Redfield said, no, this did not come from animals. Research showed this did not originate in bats. He said COVID-19 was clearly manipulated and tinkered with. So they're out there. Okay, another article. This one is from Joel Shearshorn at Substack, saying that serious adverse events of special interest following mRNA vaccination in randomized trials. So we have yet another report that is linking these mRNA COVID shots with an increased risk of serious adverse events. And, yeah, the evidence just keeps on coming on out. But, you know, if you're a loyal American and you want to keep your job, you will get these shots in your arm. And if a few thousand of you die, you know, it's just the cost of doing business. Remember the Flint water crisis and how terrible that was, how it affected the people? And it came about because Michigan just wanted to save some money by not adding chemicals to the water supply that would have protected the pipes. And they started deteriorating and leaching toxic metals into the water, including lead. Now, there was this woman, April Cook Hawkins, who worked at the Genesee County Health Department, and she was literally ordered to falsify the contamination data. They basically ordered her to falsify the blood test results of children exposed to lead. She refused, and she was fired for it. And a jury has now awarded $100,000 to her for the wrongful termination. So good. I'm glad people are really starting to fight back on this. All right. We've talked about this before, but it's worth mentioning again. This is coming out of the Daily Signal. And, you know, liberals like to point to Canada's socialized healthcare system as something America should emulate, claiming that government-run healthcare is more humane, but it's not proving to be that way because Canada has some of the most permissive euthanasia laws in the world. And Canada's medical assistance in dying laws allow almost anyone who can claim some form of hardship or disability will be allowed to receive physician-assisted suicide, regardless of how minor those disabilities might be. Well, you know, if somebody wants to die, they want to die. But one horror story was actually reported by the Associated Press, and the Alan Nichols, who was 61, was successfully killed after a quick one-month waiting period, claiming he was suffering from hearing loss. But Nichols was otherwise healthy, and his brother is claiming that he was railroaded and pressured into killing himself. Okay, the family said the hospital staff helped him request the euthanasia and pushed him to do it. And this is a story that has been repeated many times by other disabled or sick Canadians. Roger Foley, whose story was also reported by the Associated Press, became so unnerved by the hospital's healthcare providers discussing euthanasia that he started to record the conversations. He caught them. Okay, and in one of the recorded conversations, the hospital's director of ethics tried to guilt Foley into thinking about euthanasia by saying, well, you know, this hospital stay is costing a lot of money. It's, you know, $1,500 a day, and, you know, that's a terrible burden on the Canadian people, and really the thing you should do is just go ahead and kill yourself. You know, shades of COVID patients being sent to nursing homes to kill off the elderly there as well. Over in Uganda, they have declared an outbreak of Ebola. So far, it is a single case of somebody who died from the disease. and he tested positive for the Sudan strain of the virus, which is one of the nastier ones here. And, you know, I find it interesting that all of a sudden Ebola has hit Uganda just after Uganda found the largest gold reserves on the planet. So everybody wants to get on in there, probably the Federal Reserve, and, you know, to replace all that gold that was deposited with them that somehow went someplace else, was rehypothecated. We talked about all of that on America's Book of Secrets on History Channel. Okay, and trying to keep up the fear level because we're all bored hearing about COVID and monkeypox and the rest of it. The CDC is now sounding the alarm that there is an out-of-control epidemic of sexually transmitted diseases. Okay, yet another reason to use condoms along with not having to have an abortion after the fact here. All right, let's get into the international news here. And, of course, at the top of the show, I was talking about Putin's press conference where he's mobilizing 300,000 troops and sending them to the West. And there was an interesting article from Aleppo News basically calling out Ukraine's claim that they discovered mass graves of victims, you know, after the Russians had withdrawn. And the funny thing is, these so-called mass graves had crosses and labels and signs on them, something that you really don't do when you're actually committing mass genocide. So it was another piece of propaganda being fed to the people. And the article is saying it's time to drop all the illusions. This war being waged by the West, by NATO, by the U.S., is all about destroying Russia. They want Russia gone. Oh, those gosh darn Ruskies. You have to hate the Ruskies here. I remember during the first Cold War getting that propaganda in school about how terrible the Russians were and how terrible the communists were and, you know, how their store shelves were always empty, yeah, which is happening here in the U.S. right now. And then I actually met some Russians when I was working in Europe, and, well, they seemed like pretty decent people to me. What can I tell you? Another article along the same line here. This is from Mate over at Substack. NATO is prolonging the Ukraine proxy war, and, of course, along with it, the global economic havoc is being extended as well. Now, polls are showing that Americans have really reach their end on all of this Ukraine nonsense. There are two new polls from Morning Consult and the Concerned Veterans for America showing that the majority of Americans are opposed to any more aid to Ukraine. And they're also opposed to the U.S. Going to other countries to defend global democracy, because actually very few democracies have emerged in these countries supposedly liberated by the United States. Ukraine would be a good example. Where 2014 they kicked out Yanukovych, who was democratically elected, and they imposed Poroshenko and then Zelensky. Iran, same thing. They got rid of Mohammad Mossadegh and imposed the Shah of Iran, who was a dictator. Down in Chile, when they put in Pinochet, who was a dictator, and so forth and so on. Alrighty, I've made the comment before that World War III is obviously something to be opposed and, you know, fought against. And a lot of people are talking about nuclear war, nuclear exchanges. I think World War III is not going to be fought all that much with nuclear weapons because they're bad for the real estate and the infrastructure. I think World War III is really going to be fought mostly with biological weapons. And this is supported, of course, by the revelation that the U.S. was funding some of the research at the Wuhan Virology Institute, gain-of-function research, which is the weaponization of natural pathogens. We reported on how they're bringing back the Spanish flu from 1918, which, by the way, had nothing to do with Spain. And, of course, all the U.S. biolabs that have been found inside Ukraine. And Russia is presenting evidence about this to member states of the Biological Weapons Convention in Geneva. And so, yeah, if the U.S. is spending all this money on biological weapons, that is going to be their weapon of choice in World War III, mostly because it's going to be very deniable. No, we had nothing to do with that gene. You know, that Ebola just sprang up all on its own. It's Mother Nature doesn't like us and, you know, blame her for that. Okay, over at the UN General Assembly, which is meeting this week, Iran's President Ebrahim Raisi said that the United States has trampled on the Iran nuclear deal, you know, presumably at Israel's behest here, and said that the United States can't tolerate independent states. The United States wants vassal states all over the world, and certainly from the militarist history of the United States, that is very much true. Meanwhile, in Poland, the government is now handing out potassium iodate tablets to their citizens over concerns of Vladimir Putin's threat about the use of nuclear weapons, probably also because Ukraine is once again shelling that nuclear power plant in Zaporizhia. Again, it's propaganda. Here's your pill. Be afraid of the Russians. They're coming for you with nuclear weapons. Meanwhile, NATO is getting ready to send more troops to Kosovo in case there is fresh unrest there. I think we're safe in saying the entire world is pretty much at war. We got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Wall Street wizards on the land from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper?
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the international news and open Syria. The U.S. continues to plunder their resources, mostly their oil. And on the 20th of September, the U.S. Army smuggled another batch of crude oil from Syria's occupied regions to military bases in Iraq. So that's just plundering. It's looting. It's pillaging, whatever you want to call it here. And once again, America is trying to thumb its nose at China. A U.S. destroyer, the USS Higgins, along with the Royal Canadian Navy's Halifax-class frigate HMCS Vancouver, conducted a routine freedom of navigation exercise through the Taiwan Strait, saying that this is in accordance with international law. Well, Beijing still does not like it here. Speaking of Beijing, apparently there is a law in China against secession. And, of course, we had the same kind of situation going on in our civil war. But Beijing may invoke the anti-secession law to seek Taiwan reunification. And, of course, the U.S. is going to say it's all illegitimate. Meanwhile, a U.S. Navy commander is out there saying that China is fully capable of blockading Taiwan. Now, this is Vice Admiral Carl Thomas, commander of the 7th Fleet, and said that, yeah, China is perfectly capable of doing this. Okay, over in Myanmar, apparently 11 school children were killed in an airstrike against a Myanmar village. And, you know, Myanmar has been in chaos since the military seized power in a coup in February of last year. And so far, 2,300 civilians have been killed in a crackdown on dissent. So, yeah, the whole world is at war. Okay, over in the West Bank, the Palestinian Authority has been cooperating with Israel in detaining Palestinians wanted by Israel. This has triggered protests and deadly clashes with Palestinians who really don't think the Palestinian Authority is working in their best interest, and they probably aren't. And as the PA crumbles, resistance is starting to grow again. Meanwhile, Israel has plugged two water wells with cement in the West Bank, and just because they can, I guess. The European Union peace envoy is complaining that senior Israeli officials won't meet with him. Okay, he's not being granted the meetings with high-level Israeli officials. You know, they don't want to talk about peace. They've got other ideas there. Okay, getting to the economy, the Federal Reserve has issued another huge increase in the rate, taking the rate to 3.25%, the highest level since the 2008 crisis, and they're predicting they will hit 4.4% this year. And if you have a credit card or a variable rate loan or mortgage, you just got screwed. Got to take a break here for station identification. We're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252. We will be right back.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.